You're listening to VFN Radio. Listen now to the Great Awakening taking place in South Africa, which we believe could be a part of helping bring a third Great Awakening to America. And don't forget, you can catch it in its entirety on God.tv. Enjoy.
Hey, hallelujah. It's amazing. Wow. God bless you. You wouldn't be here if you weren't touched by the fire. You got touched in your living room and you said, I got to get under the cloud. I'm going to come and get some. Hallelujah. People wanting to come in from around the world asking how long we're going to be in South Africa. We're going to be here the month of May. That I do know. We're going to be here all May. There's time for you to get on an airplane. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. Come. Come from Dubai. Come from Egypt. Come from Korea. Come from America, Europe, wherever you are. Come and get under the cloud with us in Joburg, Pretoria. There's going to be a mighty outpouring of the Spirit. And we're going to be there as long as God keeps moving. Hallelujah. We're going to be in the city. And then we're getting ready to say Cape Town. And then we're taking it from Cape Town to Cairo. That's the prophecy. Cape Town to Cairo. I got a fresh fire tonight. I just want to go shakabaraba shakatukabaraba kasa shobaraba sanda to everybody. I love praying in the Holy Ghost. Listen, if you're not baptized in the Holy Ghost yet, when you come to get in the prayer lines tonight, it's not just healing. We're going to pray you get filled, filled, filled. So filled you're drunk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. There's nothing like drinking the Holy Ghost wine. The presence of God can be so overwhelming. You could be weeping one minute, laughing the next, shaking and vibrating all at the same time. There's nothing like a baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And I want another one. I want a fresh baptism of the Holy Ghost. I don't know about you, but I like to say, Holy Spirit, come and get me. Come and fill me again. Woo! I know how to drink. I know how to drink. I pray that every Christian would learn how to drink. Every Christian would learn how to drink and receive the Holy Spirit, receive how to soak, how to marinate in the anointing. Maybe you're a good soaker already, praise God. I love it when people come out to our meetings and they know how to get under the anointing. Hallelujah. That's a gift. That's a gift. Some pastors I know, they don't know how to bring people into the presence of God. They don't know how to bring the presence of God to people. I'm telling you, it's a gift. I believe God can give you a gift. If you ask Him, He can give you the gift of the Holy Spirit. It's a sensitivity so that you can bring people into the presence. And when you pray for people, they get under the anointing. Listen, when I got saved, my first prayer was this. I want to carry the presence of God in such a measure that when people would leave my meetings, they would say this. Man, I've never felt the presence of God like that. Has that ever been your prayer? When people are in your presence, it would be as if they were in the very presence of Jesus. Listen, it's a gift when you can touch people and they have an encounter with God and they go, nothing like that has ever happened to me. What was that? And you go, that was Jesus. He's that real? Jesus is manifesting? Jesus is tangible? Somebody needs to just say, God, I want to be a carrier of the gift of the Holy Spirit, and I want to be able to release your presence until I can change atmospheres in cities and nations. God's going to give people that gift, a carrier of the manifest presence, glory of God, until you can step into cities and nations and transform atmospheres. Say, God, let me be a carrier of the glory. I want to be a carrier of the glory. I'm so hungry for the glory. Listen, I'm not just preaching at you right now. I'm talking to myself. I'm saying, God, I'm hungry. God, I'm hungry for the glory. Listen, you can't even begin to help people. Pastors, leaders, you can't even begin to help people until you get into heaven yourself. Hallelujah. Because when you get a little bit more of heaven on you, heaven's going to show up wherever you go. Hallelujah. You can tell the difference. When people have been with Jesus, it shows up here. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, when you've been touched by the glory's going to start touching people around you. How many people will make a commitment to being touched by the glory? This is my day. This is my year. Hallelujah. To be touched by the glory. That's my focus. For a moment, we're not thinking about going after power, miracles, and blessing. We're thinking, Holy Spirit, I want your manifest presence to rest on me. The lingering presence of God, the abiding glory. That's what South Africa is hungry for. That's what the world is hungry for. Shaka. I always call it, let the Holy Ghost do the work. Our job, we pray, God does the work. It's our job to pray. The Holy Spirit moves. We get to be vessels. And the Holy Spirit is given by the laying on of hands. We lay hands on people, people get the Holy Ghost. That's why I love impartation meetings. People go, why do you have so many impartation meetings? Why do you have prayer lines and pray for thousands of people? You really believe anything's going to happen? When you touch somebody, that's the moment they receive the Holy Spirit. There's a transference when you lay hands on somebody. That's why I want to lay my hands on as many people as I can. Listen, my dream would be in 30 days, it'd take me about 30, 35,000 people a night, but my dream would be in 30 days to pray for 1 million people in one giant prayer service. Hallelujah. Maybe when we come to India. Shakabakata. Shobarabadim. Listen, I was going to ask you, how many of you mind if I just have a little drink of the Holy Ghost? But really, it doesn't matter what you think, because I love the anointing, and I'm going to drink anyways. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Woo, glory. Woo, glory. I know I'm ridiculous. I know. Manifestations are ridiculous. But it doesn't matter what you think. Hallelujah. People are getting saved and healed and delivered. I want fruit, praise God. Some of you need to be willing to throw away how much you're so concerned about what you look like and just let God touch you any way that he wants to. Hallelujah. You can't tell God how to touch you. Oh, God, you can touch me, but I don't want to fall over. You can't tell God how to touch you. You need to say, God, touch me any way that you want to, because you're God and I'm not. People come into my meetings and they want Jesus in a pretty package. People want revival in their churches in a pretty package. I mean, some of these meetings have been Holy Ghost messy. But I'll take 8,000 decisions for Jesus, revival in prison, miracles, signs, and wonders. Woo, glory. And the anointing, I love the anointing. How many people love the anointing? I'm teaching you about the anointing. People in their living rooms love the anointing. We get your letters. You're telling us about, nobody's watching, but I can see you. You're touching your television every night, trying to get the anointing. Hallelujah. That's okay. God will meet you. You touch your television, bam, you're going to get the anointing. Really, it's there. It's moving. I think more people are watching in their living room where nobody can see. We've even got some pastors secretly watching and some enemies. Bless you. I'm messing around now. I better stop. I don't want to offend anybody. I don't like to offend people. I don't mind offending a religious spirit or a political spirit or a religious mindset, but I don't like offending people. I want everyone to love me. I'm a sensitive guy. Really, I want all my enemies to love me. I'm not kidding. Who doesn't want people to love them? Do you love it when they love you? God brings a few haters into my life. I know he brings them just to keep me humble. I need a whole lot of enemies just to keep me. God's doing a pretty good job, praise God, of keeping me humble. You need some persecution. It's going to help you grow, because then you get to overcome. A lot of people thought I was done 5 years ago. I'm overcoming. I got back up off the ground and I said, oh no, devil. The grace of God, I'm going to do this again. People can't tell me I can't preach the gospel. I'm an evangelist. I'll tell people about Jesus everywhere I go. If you want to show up and listen to me, you'll come. And if you don't, you'll turn off the television. Beep. I got over myself. That's when I got really anointed. I got over myself, and that's when God really started to show up. Because I stopped living for the world. I stopped living for my denomination. I stopped living for the appraisal of man. I stopped living for money. I stopped living for glory and fame. And I started living for Jesus. Woo! I'm free! Somebody, I'm free! I'm free! And I'm free in Jesus! Some of you need to get free. Some of you need to get free tonight when the anointing touches you. I pray that whatever's on you that keeps you stuffy and bound, bam, breaks off. How many are ready to have God touch you any way that he wants to? Shuka. What am I doing? I'm just flowing in the Holy Ghost. Flowing in the Holy Ghost.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
Ha ha! Ha ha ha! Go ahead and drink. Let the joy of the Lord be your medicine. Woo! How many of you know the joy of the Lord is the best medicine? Joy of the Lord is the best medicine. I know. I'm different than your preacher, your pastor. I'm not like any other preacher you've met before. Thank God. I don't want to be the same. Too many preachers look the same. We know what church you're from. We know which Bible school you went to. We know what drink. We know which wine you're drinking from. We know what sermons are coming out of your mouth and who wrote them before you. Oh, man. Shakabata. Help me, Jesus. Oh, God, when you get real, that's when God shows up. When you can just get unique and you can be the same in and out of the pulpit. Let me tell you, I'm the same. The guy you see and meet here in the pulpit, I'm the same in the green room. I'm the same day and night in my hotel room. I'm the same in the restaurant, in the mall. I'm the same everywhere that you go. Hallelujah. Because I believe what the world wants today. Listen, you know what the world wants today? They don't want some stuffy religious package. You know what the world wants today? Authenticity. Authenticity. They can smell it. Listen, this generation that's coming, they can smell it a million, if you're real or not. They can smell it a million miles away. Whew. Wow. Hope you're ready. We're coming. Joe Bird, Pretoria, get ready. We're coming to mess some things up. Ow! Shakabakata. Woo! I said I was going to drink for a minute, and I am. I know, we have people in these meetings tonight, really, and I'm glad you're here. People that, you know, maybe you're not a Christian. I love it when people that aren't Christians come to my meetings. I would much rather have a room full of prison inmates, Hindus, Muslims, Buddhists, atheists, people, maybe they don't believe the way that I believe, because when they show up, they don't have some of the religious, traditional, some of the junk we come into church with, and they can just freely receive. When people get desperate, and it's either Jesus touched me, I need a miracle, and they come to the end of themselves, God loves to reveal himself. We have people in this room, every kind of a background. Hallelujah. It's awesome. Look around. You got black, white, colored, Indian, Shakabakata. You got Hindus, Muslims, Christians. Listen, I've got color. I almost said today in the prison, here we are in a black prison. I'm sorry if this offends anybody that's watching, but I'm in South Africa. They are called blacks. Somebody sent me a letter and they said, Todd keeps calling them blacks and coloreds. When he comes back to America, he better not call anybody black. The guy working in my office said, why does Todd keep talking about coloreds? You know, it took me a while. You know, I've been here for about 5 weeks now. I went into the mall one day and I said, what is your background? You're just, you know, you're beautiful. This woman was doing my wife's makeup. And she said, oh, I'm a colored. And I went, excuse me? She goes, yeah, I'm colored. You're either black, white, or colored. Indian. I said, okay, that doesn't offend people. I don't want to offend anybody. If I went back to Canada and started calling people black and coloreds, I'd be in trouble. Just so you know, you're watching. It is that way here. It just amazes me. But here we are in the prison today, and they were all blacks. Stand up for a moment, David. Stand up. People need to see how beautiful you are, David. Look at that. You're beautiful. And how he gets up to do music today. And he gets on the guitar in the prison, and they're all blacks. And he says, hi, my name is David Hunter, and I'm from America, and I'm white. I looked at all the prisoners. I was like, they're all black, and you just said, I'm white. Like you were better. I was like, you're going to get us in a riot. So I said, when I get up on the microphone, I'm going to tell them I'm colored. Look at my arms. Look at my arms. I've got color. I'm colored. You know, and I ask for grace all the time for me and my team, because we come into nations sometimes and we don't always have the best cultural sensitivity and all the right terminology down, and we really don't want to offend anybody, so all joking aside, But God is doing something. He's healing the land. He's healing. He's healing the land. We're just going to all get along. Jesus. It's so good up here right now. Listen, when you get the kind of anointing that's in the room right now, I could talk about potatoes and the presence of God moves. I mean, hallelujah. I mean, didn't somebody in this nation, Angus Buckham, have a ministry, faith like potatoes? I mean, faith like potatoes? Faith like potatoes? Built a whole mighty man ministry on faith like potatoes. You know why God uses Angus? I'll tell you why God, because he's real. He's got authenticity, hallelujah. I'm digging a hole. I'm gonna jump in. Listen, I only get this way. My wife said, you must be drunk in the spirit, because he only gets like this when he's drunk in the Holy Ghost. I'm really not funny. I wanted to be funny. I said, honey, I want to be funny. She said, you're not funny. Some of your friends are funny, but you're not funny. Sometimes when you have anointed moments, you get a little funny, but it's still the Holy Ghost because you're not funny. When you try to be funny, you're just dumb. So when people start laughing, I'm like, yes, I don't care if they're drunk in the Holy Ghost, joy of the Lord, holy laughter, I'll take it, praise God. Ha ha ha! Oh! Have some more! Bam! Ha ha ha! Woo-hoo! Woo! It's contagious! Oh! 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 Somebody said the river stopped flowing. The joy of the Lord was 1995. I don't know about you, but I'm going to keep drinking. How many of you need a fresh wave of joy again? Come on, we need it. We need it. Lord, give me some oil. Oil of gladness, happy stuff, hallelujah. The river that makes me yama shama. Woo, I want some of that. I want that. This is that, 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 this, that. This is that, 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 this. You know, Joel 2, Acts 2, this is that. She thinks I'm funny. If you don't like what you're watching, you can go to another channel. That's what I love about television. But if you really like what you're watching, you just pick up the telephone and call and say, I love this. Send me an email and say, I love it. I want some more of it. Help me, Lord. Somebody pray for the preacher. Pray for the preacher tonight. Pray that the preacher sobers up, because I got to take an offering. Oh, yeah, we need the laugh now. I'm going to take an offering. I'm asking for $1 million offering tonight. Woo! Yeah! Hallelujah! I love it when God shows up in the offering and people start getting drunk in the Holy Ghost. Then they start taking out their money. They give it all away. Yeah! Yeah, God! Woo! The anointing! The anointing! Give it away! Give it all away! We are going to receive an offering tonight. We're going to give because we love Jesus. And many of you here tonight, you're here tonight for the first time, so that means you haven't had an opportunity to sow into revival. You need to sow a seed. We're going to ask you to pray and ask God. I don't have any 30-minute, 45-minute offering messages. I'd like to, but I can't. People are going to give, but they're not going to give. We really want you to give all your money. We need it. We need it. Let me tell the people watching for a minute, right? We really need you to give us all your money. If every God TV friend and partner, every person that was watching Revival tonight sowed something.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
If you can't get in the joy of the Lord, listen, when you've got to live by faith, you know, it's faith. We seriously really do need about $1 million a week for Healing Awakening South Africa. 1 million, that's about a million rand. If you want to give us $1 million, we'll take that too. Hallelujah. Anybody want to give us $1 million? You can be the first one watching right now. I've never received a check for $1 million. You can be the first one. Praise God, $1 million. Whoop, write it out. That's what you said to me tonight, Pastor. You said, I pray you raise a lot of money. I love it when the pastor, after 37 days of revival, says, we haven't given you enough money. We want you to raise enough money to do everything that God's called you to do. I'm going to tell you honestly, if you're here tonight for the first time, every dollar we've received in these offerings in the building and watching on the television, every dollar that's come in by TV has gone 100% back into Revival South Africa. And you know what you're sowing into? Revival in the prisons. 8,000 souls at the altar. The move of God coming to Joburg, Pretoria. The move of God coming to Cape Town. The outpouring of the Spirit that's been happening the last 37 days in Tongod. This is good ground. It's not just the seed you give. It might be 10 rand. Maybe that's all you can do. Maybe you can do a whole lot more. There's some people in this meeting tonight. God's blessed you. You're a businessman. You're a businesswoman. And you can do a whole lot more. I'm just going to ask you to pray and ask the Lord, Lord, what do you want me to give? I'm going to ask you to simply be obedient and just give because you love Jesus and because you love revival in this nation. We are asking God, we're asking our friends and partners, Wendy and Rory, God TV, they have stepped out in faith and have committed night after night to bringing this broadcast into 240 million homes in 214 nations of the world. Many of you that are being blessed watching tonight, because they've stepped out in faith. And listen, they didn't have any money. They said, Todd, listen, we want the God TV audience to know we didn't have the money. We're here in faith. Our ministry, we are here in faith. I have a ministry back home in America. I've got staff. I've got a ministry to operate in America. I canceled all of my meetings around the world to stay in Africa. And dollar for dollar, we haven't seen the resources. But you know, God is going to provide. And you have given night after night after night, many of you in this very room, sacrificially. And I need to say thank you. Thank you. But would you help us tonight? Whatever it is, God's blessed you. Something. Pray about it. Prepare an offering. Take it in your hand. Talk to your wife. Talk to your husband. What do you want to give tonight? And if you'd like to option, you'd like to write a check. How can we write a check, John? Somebody tell me how we can write a check. In the name of what checks in the name of Great Awakening? We can write a check. Pastor, tell me how they can, if you want to write a check. We have internationals here, people that want to write a check. How can they write the check? Just give me you can write it in the name of Fresh Fire Ministries. I'll get it. You can write it in the name of Fresh Fire Ministries. You can't tell me the name. You can write it God TV. Hallelujah. But if you're here tonight and you'd like to give by credit card, we have an option. If people want to give by credit card, can I have the ushers come up, by the way? Come on up, the ushers. We're going to pray over the offering, and I'm going to ask the audience, listen, I'm going to ask you tonight. We're getting ready to move to Pretoria. There's going to be a whole new setup. Venues, lights, sounds, generators, production, upfront costs coming into Pretoria. So into revival. We need your help. God TV friends, partners, angels, we need your help. Become an angel. If every viewer, if every person watching tonight could sow one seed, it might be a dollar, it might be $30, $50, $100, $1,000 or more. However God's blessed you, you're a businessman, church or ministry. We're asking churches and ministries to consider, pray about it. Churches and ministries that really want to be a part of the revival and link into what God's doing, take an offering for revival in Africa. Take an offering for revival in Africa. If you're watching your church, your ministry, take a special offering and sow it into Africa. We have information. Healing Awakening. They can write a check. Healing Awakening. How many of you can write your check for $1 million right now? Healing Awakening. Hallelujah. And we're going to pray. All joking aside, respond. Pick up the telephone and call the number that's on the screen and just make a pledge today. Sow into revival. Sow into what's happening in South Africa. Hallelujah. All of our partners that love and are praying for our ministry, sow into what Jesus is doing. Believe God with us for breakthrough. Take your offering in your hand tonight. We're going to worship the Lord with our giving. Father, I ask you to bless and multiply every seed that we're about to sow. God, I ask you to take every rand, every dollar that we're about to sow in faith. We're going to give in the same spirit we want to receive tonight. Sow into your breakthrough. Sow into your healing. Sow into the miracles. Somebody else is going to get saved, healed, and delivered because of your giving. Sow into it. Lord, multiply this harvest. Multiply this seed that we're giving right now. People responding in their living rooms. The information is on the screen. You're sowing into the ministry. You can go to the website and give right now. Would you do that? Just go to the website and give right now. Father, we thank you for every person responding, even around the world, helping us in Africa, on the ground, with a harvest of souls. In the mighty name of Jesus. Are we ready to give tonight? Let's worship the Lord with our giving.
Right, dear viewer. God, he needs your help with this revival. God has encouraged us now to take action, to do something. Phone a number on the screen. In fact, around the world, we've got people standing by ready to take your call. You can also go online, Jonathan.
That's right. You can donate online as well. No matter which nation of the world you're in, there is an opportunity for you to do that online if you go to God.tv. And also you can phone in, as Marcel has said, and just make your pledge and make your donation over the phone. It's something, viewers, that we really, really need your support on now as we go to the next level. And it's something we are really stepping out in faith with Rory and Wendy with. And we need you to stand with us in that. And for you who are, we thank you, we bless you. And just please pray about it and seek the Lord as to what you should give.
Correct. We are so excited. But as Todd said, you know, it's a step of faith that we're going to Pretoria. But we've been doing this since the 12th of April.
Yes.
And there's 25 days of live broadcasting. Obviously, Todd has been here longer than we have been here.
That's right.
But it's day 25 today, and we've done this by faith. And we thank God. You know, the scripture says, and I don't want to preach. The scripture says that all our needs are met according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And this we believe, and this we speak over our finances. But he uses you and me to make this happen. God doesn't rain money out of heaven. We can't walk outside and just pick money off trees. He uses you and me. So it's important that we listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying to us and then take action. Pick up the phone number on the screen, or go online and make the donation. We thank you, everybody that has already responded during this healing, awakening, live to the nations, broadcast here from Tongod. We thank you for responding. And I think it's time now. Let's join the worship team again and then move with Todd as God is leading him now into his message, blessing us with the truth of the gospel.
Amen.
So let's join worship.
Tell him tonight. Come on, tell him.
There is no one.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
No one else like Jesus. Tell him tonight, there's no one else. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like Jesus. Amen. In a few moments, we're going to begin to pray for people. It's an awesome presence of God here tonight. What I didn't tell you today is that when we went into that prison and the power of God showed up after I shared my testimony, I just shared my heart, how I was raised in a broken home, and I could identify with a lot of those prisoners. I can identify with a lot of people in this room, a lot of people watching. But growing up in a broken home, with my mother raising me as best she could. My father had been out of the picture by the time I was 4 or 5 years old, and my mother raised me totally deaf. And so she didn't have a job, of course. Nobody wanted to hire a deaf woman that, you know, couldn't hear. And a young boy, single mother, raised me in poverty, $700 a month. You know, it's not like poverty in some places in Africa, but I mean, that's in Canada, that's poverty. My mother did her best to raise me. I didn't have the best brand new shoes or jeans, or we had to stand out once a month to get food stamps or ask somebody in the family to help us get food just so I could have food to take to school. And my father, of course, was a drug addict and an alcoholic for about 30 years. And I could identify with a lot of the prisoners. I said, I'm going to share my story with you tonight about how I met Jesus Christ. By the time I was 18 years old, I overdosed on drugs 3 times. One was a suicide attempt. And here I was in that prison today with all those inmates. Some of them are serving, I mean, it's unbelievable. 80-year, 100-year sentences, 300-year sentences. They won't even be alive. The most brutal crimes. I was in prison by the time I was 15 years old, and I served in 5 prisons before I was 16. 18 months in prison before I was 16 years old, in 5 different prisons. I've been involved in all kinds of drugs and alcohol, and I had to feed my addiction. Things that I had been involved in, I publicly ashamed to talk about. A lot of people that I hurt. By the time I was 11, drinking for the first time, getting drunk with my father, and ended up at 11, 12 years old, being so filled with anger and violence, street gangs and, you know, drugs, biker gangs. I beat my own mother by the time I was 11, 12 years old. Probably the biggest regret in my life. And when I ended up in prison, you know, the addictions just got worse. When I got out of prison at 16 years old, without an education. I didn't get an education. I made it through elementary school. I just shared that testimony with the prisoners, and they were hard. I didn't feel one drop of anointing, not one drop of the presence of God. I said, Lord, I hope you're here and they're hearing me, because I don't feel nothing. I feel like I'm preaching to the wall. And I started talking about the miracles that we've been seeing in Tonga, the deaf people that have been healed, the people that have got out of wheelchairs, the blind that are seeing, the cancer healings. I just started sharing testimonies, and I was saying in my heart, you better show up, Holy Ghost. And by the time I got to the end of my testimony, I said, God wants to give you hope. Any man that is in Christ Jesus can be a new creation. Old things pass away, all things become new. And I said, maybe you're in this prison. Jesus came to set the captive free, an opening of the prison for those who are bound. And I just begun to share the love of God. And I begun to speak about having hope when you've lost all hope. You don't have to be in prison having a life sentence to lose all your hope. I had lost my hope at 18 years old when I ended up losing everything and I was on the street. I ended up on the street, rock bottom, lost everything, had no money, just the clothes on my back. And I remember sleeping the first night on the streets thinking, all these years of addiction and drugs and alcohol, and here I am broken, not even 19 years old, nowhere to go, no hope, no education, no money, just a criminal. I'd break into 25 cars in one night just to support anything I could get my hands on to trade and sell for drugs. I was the worst kind of criminal. I stole from drug dealers. I really had people that wanted to kill me. It was a reality. Death threats of my life. Even the first 2 years when I became a Christian, the first 2-3 years, I still had people showing up at my house and door wanting to kill me. Nobody wants to live in that spiral of darkness, hopelessness, and despair. And I just began to give them the message of hope. And then the love of God came into the room, and I said, who wants to give their life to Jesus? You must be born again to see the kingdom of God. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, Indian, Christian, Hindu, Muslim. You need to be born again. You must be born again to see the kingdom of God. I said, who wants to give their life to Jesus tonight? You can be a new creation. You can be in prison and free. Because freedom is in Jesus. You might have tried every other religion. But I've got an answer for you. It's called the free gift of eternal life, the free gift of salvation. You just need to believe that Jesus Christ died and rose again. Be willing to confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, and you can be saved. Only the blood of Jesus can wash you, forgive you, wash away the stain of your guilt and shame. That was the message. And I said, who wants to give their life to Jesus? And 300, more than 300 inmates put their hand up and said, I want to give my life to Jesus. Murderers and rapists, I want to give my life to Jesus. I knew the power of God broke through in that moment. The greatest miracle is salvation. When you can be a new creation, born of the Spirit. And the only reason that I am who I am today is because at 18 years old, I responded to the voice of God. And I heard Jesus in my heart say to me, listen now, listen now. God was knocking at the door of my heart. It's appointed unto man once to die, then the judgment. Listen, we all need a Savior. We've all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. We all need a Savior. And Jesus Christ paid that price. I believed the Bible. I heard all the Bible stories. But I was running from religion. I was running from what I believed about religion. I was running from, I wanted to do the things that I wanted to do. I believed in heaven. I believed in hell. I believed in angels and demons. But I never made a commitment, a real commitment. I had prayed many times. Listen, many of you in the room, many of you watching me, I prayed many times. When I overdosed on drugs, one was a suicide attempt, and I was in the hospital, and they were pumping my stomach, I prayed. You know what my prayer was? Just in case I died. I wanted to have the insurance that if I died, I was going to heaven. So I prayed the sinner's prayer. I prayed the sinner's prayer 150 times every time my life was at risk. When a drug dealer was at my door to come to collect the drug debt, I said, Lord, if I die today, forgive me of my sin. Listen, I prayed 150 times. And then when I got out of my mess, you've been there too. When I got out of my mess, it was right back to my lifestyle. I mean, you're not a Christian in name only. You're not a Christian because you prayed a prayer or you were baptized in water when you were 5 years old. It's a lifestyle. Any man that receives Christ, it is in Christ, needs to walk in Him. I mean, there's a lifestyle. When I was born again, really born again for the first time, when I was saved, like really saved for the first time, I knew it happened because when Jesus spoke to me, that was the day I surrendered and I said, okay, Lord, here I am, use me. Take me in my brokenness. If you can do anything with my life, save me. Save me, forgive me, come into my heart. And I prayed that prayer in my drug dealer's trailer, at 18 years old. The power of God came on me. I was set free from addiction, alcohol, drugs. I didn't have one craving. I didn't have one withdrawal symptom. I was instantly free by the power of God. And now I'm traveling the world with the love and the message of Jesus.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
And a gift of healing and miracles. It's the grace of God. It's the evidence that Jesus is alive. And when I gave that message in the prison today, I said, God's going to bring an evidence. And he's going to prove to every prisoner today the message that came out of my mouth. How's that going to happen? Bring me the deaf. Here I am in the prison. And I said, I want you to bring me somebody that's lost their hearing. God's going to open their ears. And they brought me a deaf man. He was deaf for 3 years in his left ear. And in front of all the prisoners, I laid hands on him, 475 inmates. And when I touched his ear instantly popped open. You could have seen it on his face. And the Lord restored his hearing. The whole prison started clapping. They knew this inmate was deaf. And he was 100% instantly healed, his deaf ear. And then right after that, they brought us a second deaf man, and he was totally healed. This is revival happening in the maximum security prison with murderers and rapists. I'm telling you, then we prayed for every prisoner that pressed into the altar. Listen, even the security was trying to get in the way because they said not one or two, but every prisoner started rushing the altar to get prayer. We just told them, back off, we're good, we're good. And we had a prayer line in the prison, prayed for all HIV, AIDS, asthma, arthritis. It was a move of God. But you know, there are people in this room tonight. You came for blessing, healing, impartation. You don't even know why you're here. People in the balconies tonight. People watching in their living rooms, in their hotel. You're watching in your home tonight. And you've never responded. You've never given your life to Jesus Christ. You might be a Hindu or a Muslim or a backslidden Christian. You might be an atheist or a Buddhist. It doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter what the color of your skin is. We all need a Savior. Only the blood of Jesus can wash away the guilt and the stain and the shame of our sin. And I'm going to give an opportunity tonight. Every person that's in this room right now, every person in the balcony tonight, I'm going to give you an opportunity. I'm going to give you an opportunity watching me in your living room tonight to respond to the love of God, Jesus knocking at the door of your heart, and you're going to have an encounter, and he's ready to change. You can be a new creation. Old things pass away, and in Jesus, all things will become new. It doesn't matter. You could have an addiction to drugs or alcohol. Maybe you're watching us in prison. But all over this room, every head bowed, every eye closed for one moment, the Holy Spirit is moving. The Holy Spirit is moving. He's knocking. There's people in this room right now that have never responded. You've never been born again. Maybe you prayed a prayer 100 times. Maybe you even grew up in a religious home, but you know you're not living right with God. You know you're not really following Jesus, and you want to. You want to tonight. There's an invitation tonight. You can receive the free gift of eternal life. We give an altar call in every meeting in the revival. We give an opportunity for people to know the love of Jesus. He wants to touch you with his love. It's the goodness of God that's going to bring you to repentance tonight. And I'm asking you tonight, if you're in this meeting and you want me to pray with you to give your life to Jesus Christ for the first time, if you would like me to pray with you tonight, right now, every head bowed, every eye closed, I want you to put up one hand and say, that's me. Just go ahead and put your hand up. Put it up. You want me to pray with you for salvation? Put your hand up. God bless you. Come on, all over the room, under the balcony. I want to pray with you. Put your hand up and just wave at me. Put your hand up and just respond. You want to follow Jesus tonight? You've never done that before. Put your hand up. You must be born again. You can be born again tonight in the balcony. Come on, wave at me if you're in the balcony. I see you in the balconies. Just wave at me in the balcony. Come on, you want to give your life to Jesus? I want to pray with you tonight. I'm going to ask every Hindu, Muslim, Buddhist, atheist, backslidden Christian, doesn't matter what your background is, I'm going to ask you to pray with me tonight at this altar. I want you to stand to your feet right now. I want you to stand to your feet. Quickly, stand to your feet, and I want you to come forward. Take a moment. Come from the balcony. Come down from the balcony if you put your hand up. Come down. Come right now. I want you to come forward. Come out of your seats. Just stand up. Stand up. You want to give your life to Jesus? You want to follow Jesus? I want you to stand up right now, wherever you are in the building, under the balcony. tonight from the balconies. I want you to come forward quickly, quickly. Just get out of your seat and respond now. Respond now and come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come on, quickly. God bless you. God bless you as you come. God bless you. Come down the aisles. Come down the aisles. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus tonight. This is an altar call for salvation. You must be born again to enter. You must be born again to see the kingdom of God. The love of God is waiting for you at this altar. Don't hesitate. This is the day of salvation. This is the day of salvation. Come from the balconies all over the room tonight. Quickly, just respond. Respond to the altar call. Respond to the invitation. The Holy Spirit is drawing you right now. He's drawing you. Come quickly. Come quickly. God bless you. God bless you as you come. God bless you as you come to Christ. God bless you as you come to Christ. Come and join us at the altar. All the way to the back of the room. God's speaking to you. We're asking every Muslim. We're asking every Hindu. We're asking every... Doesn't matter what your religion is. Doesn't matter. You could be backslidden Christian. We want you to come right now. Come quickly. Come quickly. God bless you as you're coming down the stairs. Coming still. Coming still. I want to pray with you in your home. I want to pray with you. Maybe you're watching in a hospital. I want to pray with you in living rooms around the world. You want to give your life to Jesus. You're watching me in India. You're watching me in Kenya, Nigeria. You're watching me in Eastern Europe. You're watching me in England. You're watching me in America, Canada, Australia. Doesn't matter where you're watching. You need to get right with God. I want you to give your life to Jesus in your home, in your living room, watching in front of the TV. You're a Hindu watching in front of the TV. Maybe you're an atheist and you're willing to believe tonight. Come on, you're looking for something. You're searching for something. You need the love of Jesus. He's knocking at the door of your heart. We're going to pray with you in your living rooms all over the world. Get ready. Get ready in your homes. All over this room. Turn to your neighbor on your right and left. Everybody in the building, turn to somebody next to you and say, do you know Jesus? Just turn. Just be sure. Be sure right now that that young person, be sure that that person behind you, next to you, be sure that that person in front of you knows Jesus. And if they don't, just bring them down quickly. Maybe you need a little help. Maybe you need a little help. Turn to your neighbor and say, I need help. I want to give my life to Jesus. Maybe they'll walk with you. You don't have to come alone. You don't have to come alone. God bless you as you come. He will wait for every last soul. God will wait for every last soul. Every Christian, I want you to stand with us. Those that have come to the altars, we're going to pray together tonight. We're going to pray a prayer. Remember, the prayer isn't going to save you, but having faith in your heart. I'm going to help you pray. We're going to pray together, and you're going to pray with me out loud. In fact, I'm going to ask everybody in the building to pray with me. I'm going to pray, and I want you to pray with me. I want you to have faith. I'm going to pray the presence of the Holy Spirit touches you, and you just know this is real. This is real. Watching me in your living rooms, this is real. You're going to pray with us in your living room. I'm going to ask you if you pray with me in your living room today because I want to pray for you. Send me an email, awakening@god.tv. Put in the subject line, gave my life to Jesus. Put it in the subject line, gave my life to Jesus. If you're watching me anywhere in the world and you want to respond and you want me to pray for you, you want to give your life to Jesus, anywhere you're watching in the world, anywhere in India, anywhere in a hotel, anywhere in the world, in a hospital, take a moment and send us an email, awakening@god.tv. We're going to pray for you. Pick up the telephone. Doesn't matter where you are in the world, there's a telephone number on the TV screen. You could pick up your telephone anywhere in the world, call the number, and somebody will pray with you. Say, I'm giving my life to Jesus. We're going to pray together right now. Everybody at the altar, let's pray together. Bow your heads, close your eyes. Forget about everybody around you. This is a holy moment. This is a holy moment. Say, Jesus, Jesus, I want to know you. Jesus, I want to know you. Come into my heart. I want to be a new creation. Forgive me of my sin. Wash me in your blood. Cleanse me from my sin. Take my guilt and shame. I'm asking for salvation. I want you to save me now. Forgive me of my sin. I want to be born again and follow you. Jesus, I will follow you from this moment forward. write my name into the book of life. Today, I believe that Jesus Christ died and rose again. And I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
My Lord, my Savior, my Savior, my Lord, I receive you now, Jesus Christ. And I thank you. Thank you. Say thank you for loving me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for loving me. He loves you tonight. He loves you tonight. Thank you for loving me. Put your hand on your heart. We're going to pray for the seal of redemption. It's called the Holy Spirit, the guarantee that you now belong to Jesus. Say this, Holy Spirit, I want the guarantee, the holy seal of redemption. Holy Spirit, come now. Fill me with the presence of God. Let Jesus be alive in my heart. Fill me, Holy Spirit. Fill me, Holy Spirit. Fill me now. Let the power of the devil, let the power of Satan be broken over me now. In Jesus' name. And I receive your love. I receive your love. Fill them, Holy Spirit. Fill them, fill them, fill them, fill them, fill them. Every person at the altar, fill them, fill them, fill them, fill them. Fill them now, presence of God. Fill them, 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 fill them in Jesus' name. Amen. It's the presence of God. You praying with me in your living room? Pick up the telephone right now and call the number. Somebody's going to pray with you on the telephone right now. Call the number right now. It's on the screen. Pick up your telephone. Call us. Say, I gave my life to Jesus. Call us in India. Call us in Africa. Call us in wherever you're watching in the world. Europe, Canada, America, Australia. Pick up the telephone. Call, call, call. Send us an email, awakening@GodTV. Say, I gave my life to Jesus. I prayed with you tonight. Maybe you're watching us somewhere in Nigeria or Kenya. We want to pray with you. Send us an email and say, I gave my life to Jesus. Put it in the subject line, awakening@god.tv. Let's thank the Lord for a mighty harvest of souls. And it's happening in living rooms. It's happening in churches around the world. People are giving their lives to Jesus in living rooms right now. Hallelujah, Lord. Touch them in their living rooms. With my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord. My Lord, my Savior, my Savior. My Lord, I receive you now, Jesus Christ. And I thank you. Thank you. Say thank you for loving me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for loving me. He loves you tonight. He loves you tonight. Thank you for loving me. Put your hand on your heart. We're going to pray for the seal of redemption. It's called the Holy Spirit, the guarantee that you now belong to Jesus. Say this, Holy Spirit, I want the guarantee, the holy seal of redemption. Holy Spirit, come now. Fill me with the presence of God. Let Jesus be alive in my heart. Fill me, Holy Spirit. Fill me, Holy Spirit. Fill me now. Let the power of the devil, let the power of Satan be broken over me now. In Jesus' name. And I receive your love. I receive your love. Fill them, Holy Spirit. Fill them, fill them, fill them, fill them, fill them. Every person at the altar, fill them, fill them, fill them, fill them. Fill them now, presence of God. Fill them, 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 fill them in Jesus' name. You're praying with me in your living room. Pick up the telephone right now and call the number. Somebody's going to pray with you on the telephone right now. Call the number right now. It's on the screen. Pick up your telephone. Call us. Say, I gave my life to Jesus. Call us in India. Call us in Africa. Call us in wherever you're watching in the world. Europe, Canada, America, Australia. Pick up the telephone. Call. Send us an email, awakening@God.tv. Say, I gave my life to Jesus. I prayed with you tonight. Maybe you're watching us somewhere in Nigeria or Kenya. We want to pray with you. Send us an email and say, I gave my life to Jesus. Put it in the subject line, awakening@God.tv. Let's thank the Lord for a mighty harvest of souls. And it's happening in living rooms. It's happening in churches around the world. People are giving their lives to Jesus in living rooms right now. Hallelujah, Lord. Touch them in their living rooms. And I want to pray with you. We have some people that want to pray with you, some counselors. We want to just take 5 minutes and just get some information so that we can be sure to pray for you. So I'm going to ask you just for the next few minutes, and you're going to come back into the service, but I'm going to ask you right now, could I have you come this way with me? I have a room. Come this way. Ushers, help me. Just come this way. This way. Come with me. I have a room right out here. Just come with me for 5 minutes. Come quickly. Come on. Thank you, Jesus, for a harvest. Pray for these new souls. Rejoice over the harvest. Hallelujah. You're watching in your home. We want your information. We want to pray with you. Pick up that telephone and call. Send us a prayer request. Send us a testimony. Tell us what's happening in your home tonight as God's touching you and you're giving your life to Jesus. Maybe you're weeping in your living room. You're watching me in a hotel. Just take one moment. Send us an email, awakening@God.tv. Pick up the telephone. The number is on the screen. We're there to help you. We want to help you right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hundreds every night coming to the altars. This revival is only going to get bigger and stronger. Hallelujah, it's just begun. Come on, thank you, Jesus. It's just begun. Pray for us. Pray for us. Intercessors around the world, pray for us. And in just a few moments, we're going to have prayer lines. If you've never been in one of our anointing services, we're going to clear out chairs tonight, and you're going to want to grab your purses and jackets and all your stuff. We've got a few thousand people to pray for, people in the balconies, and we're going to pray for every person in the building. And I'm going to have in just a moment one of my assistants come onto the platform here, help me organize the lines. We're going to pray over every person. I'm going to ask this. We're going to anoint you with oil. I'm going to ask this. If you're getting into the prayer line, believing God for a miracle or a healing, as I'm moving down the lines and just touching you and anointing you with oil, we're releasing the presence and power of God. The healing is in the anointing. The miracle is in the anointing. The anointing breaks the yoke. Everything happens in the anointing of the presence of God. So when that oil comes on you, expect something mighty is going to happen to you. And what we're going to do is this. Until we pray over every person in the building, every person in the balcony, we're just going to keep having these prayer lines. If you're standing in a prayer line, stay where you are. Just stay where you are, and I'll come to you. Don't try to keep coming forward. We will come to you. Our ushers and counselors will help give the instruction because we have a lot of people to pray for. Get ready. I'm going to step over to the altar in just a moment. Step into the living rooms and homes, and we're going to get the oil, and we're going to anoint the prayer requests that have come in. You're sending your prayer request, prayer@God.tv. We're printing off every prayer request, putting it on the altar. I'm going to step over to the altar right now with our God TV friends and family, and we're going to pray with you in your homes for a fresh anointing. You're going to receive through the television, the computer, and we're going to believe God for your breakthrough, salvation, your miracle right now. All over the room, I'm going to ask you to stand up. If you're not standing already, I'm going to ask you to stand up. And in just a moment, we're going to clear out the chairs. We're going to continue in an atmosphere of worship, and I'm just going to ask John McGurvin to come up onto the platform, and he's going to give some simple instruction, and in a few moments we're going to begin the anointing service. God bless you as you come hungry for the presence of God. And join us tomorrow night, Saturday night, for the fire service. Join us for the special Mother's Day service on Sunday night. These next 2 days will be the last 2 days in Tongat. You really do need to get here from Durban, from Chatsworth, from Peter's Marysburg. Wherever you're watching tonight, come and join us for the fire tunnel Saturday night. Come and join us for the Mother's Day service. I'm stepping over to the altar. We're going to pray for you. John, take it.
You're listening to VFN Radio, and you've just been listening to The Great Awakening. taking place in South Africa, which we believe can be a part of helping bring America's third great awakening. And don't forget, you can catch it in its entirety at God.TV. Thanks for listening. BFN Radio.